So you mentioned PPID, and I just want to point out that our promo horse for this event is our brand manager's horse. So the horse's brand manager's horse, Chunder, is that horse jumping, and he, I think he's 18 or 19 now, and he is a PPID horse that's being managed and competed. And so he's pretty cute if anyone's watching
Fabulous.
or if anyone can see him right now on the computer screen. He's adorable. And he was one of the inspirations for doing this topic. So let's talk a little bit about more about Cushing's. And Dr. Jones, I know you deal with that quite a bit. We have a question from Renee in our live audience, and she wants to know what the best ways are for her to keep her horse with Cushing's as healthy as possible. Her gelding is 26 and doing well, and she'd like to keep him feeling good. He gets pergolide and grass hay and La Alfalfa, and he gets Cosequin ASU and senior vitamins to help support him. He also gets a little daily exercise and pasture time. So it sounds like she's doing a lot of things right. Dr. Jones, what advice do you have for Renee?
I think she's doing everything that she should do for him. And the only thing I could recommend is any sign she sees that he might be regressing in his disease, because this is a chronic disease. You're giving your pergolide, which is your Percend, and it's not going to be the cure-all. It's not going to make this go away. It's still there. It's still present. Once you stop giving the medicine, it's going to come back. But I have had numerous Cushing's horses or PPID horses that will get worse over time, even on the drug, and the clients find that out because all of a sudden they start drinking more and peeing more again, or they start losing their top line and do a little muscle wasting over the gluteals, even though they're working them 4 and 5 days a week. So things like that you need to really pay attention to. It sounds like this owner is a very attentive owner to her horse, which is fantastic. Dietary change is a must, and it sounds like she's already doing that. So with your PPID horses, you still need to do a dietary change and help them out. But I would say that maybe retesting him would be an idea that she could add to her program at some point in time, whether she feels it's just something she wants to do annually. It doesn't hurt. It's a blood test. It doesn't make a difference in the horse's lifestyle if she pulls that or has the vet pull that blood, or she can just wait till she starts seeing a change in the clinical signs. Like I said, the excess of peeing, excess drinking, maybe some muscle wasting, the funky hair growth. Some people notice that it's slowed it down a little bit, but then all of a sudden it starts picking back up.
Right. The other thing too, I think it's important. Funky hair growth is in 10% of those horses with PPID or Cushing's. It's really in a small percentage. And so a
That's
lot
why
of
I
people
mentioned it
won't.
so last.
Yes, exactly. And so a lot of people think their horse doesn't have it because it doesn't have the funky hair growth. But in fact, most horses that have it don't. And so, I just encourage people that, have older horses because, like I said, 30% of them will have it. It's worthwhile finding out before they get laminitis or some of the other signs that go with the disease. The other thing I will say about the poster child for this talk is I would just applaud her exercise because we know exercise can partially reduce the age-related declines in not just cardiovascular health, but exercise capacity, ability to use the muscle to repair, just lots of things that go along with aging. And
And joint health, yes.
joint
Joint
health,
health.
absolutely. That is a big thing for joint health. So turnout's important. And when you have a horse that's got Cushing's, we really worry about turnout because they might overeat grass, right? So that's where the grazing muzzle comes in. They can get maybe a lot less grass with it. It's definitely worthwhile keeping that horse, stretching down to take bites of grass and stretching the neck, stretching the back, keeping them walking. Confinement's probably the worst thing you can do for aged horses. The horse gets stuck in a stall because he's gotten older and they're afraid of turning him out. Well, shoot, that's the opposite of what we want. We want those muscles being used. We want the horse walking and stretching the whole time. Like little grandmas, they get up and, do the morning, sort of ritual of getting a little exercise and walking the dog, that sort of stuff. They tend to do a lot better than the ones that stand in front of the, or sorry, sit in front of the TV, and don't do things. So the horse is no different. Well, and
Absolutely. My mother is a candidate for that. She would walk the mall. And her first lap on that mall was excruciatingly painful, but by the second and third lap, she felt better and she could go on with her day. She does now have to both knees replaced, but initially, before that time came, walking the mall was the way she would do it.